This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 10th, 2010, coming down the home stretch of the season and towards the holidays. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast here. Paul Perillo is in front of me. I'm Andy Hart, and we have some big news today. Started to trickle out just minutes ago. Rookie inside linebacker, second-round pick Brandon Spikes has been suspended by the National Football League for four games, the final four games of the regular season.
That's crazy.
Substance abuse policy infraction. And just minutes ago, Spikes released a statement, which I am about to read for you. This is Brandon Spikes' statement, just hot off the presses, or the Twitter, or the email, however you want to get it. I've been contacted by the NFL and informed that I will be suspended four games for the detection of an illegal substance in a drug test. The substance was a medication I should have gotten clarification on before taking. It was not a performance enhancer or an illegal drug. The integrity of the game is very important to me. I understand the league's ruling and apologize to my teammates, the fans, and the Patriots organization for this mistake. So now, Paul Perillo. Secondary move to this, we should also say, is the Patriots have added defensive back Chevis Jackson of Louisiana State University, former third-round pick of the Atlanta Falcons, spent some time this season in Jacksonville. After his career in Atlanta ended, has one career interception, obviously a disappointment there for the Falcons as a relatively high pick.
Third round pick, sure.
Added to the defensive backfield, add some depth with Jonathan Wilhite being banged up in recent weeks. The team has only had three corners dressing, and one of those corners kind of moonlights as an outside linebacker, pass rusher, Kyle Arrington. But what do you make of the Spikes suspension, how it may affect the final four games of the season, and how it just affects Spikes? I'm searching for the right word here. He had
psyche.
An issue, psyche, but just image. You know, this is a guy that was sold to us as a leader, a captain at Florida, the Tim Tebow of the defense, a building block type leader. And that's why, part of why they drafted him.
I get your point.
Two infractions as a rookie of, at the very least, poor decisions, dumb mistakes.
Listen, this is the second time of his rookie season that his agent needed to administer some sort of statement on his behalf.
That's
so
not good.
It's not good.
Rookies are better seen and not heard. He's been heard from a lot.
Yeah, and I think the way you characterize it, Andy, is sort of inexperienced, immature, dumb kind of mistakes.
Right.
I agree. You know, the first thing with the video was sort of, I think, college tomfoolery and something I think that could be overlooked. But this one, to me, is a little bit more serious. You know, the players are very well educated on the do's and don'ts in terms of the substance abuse policy. And to put yourself in jeopardy of that, to me, was reckless. And, you know, I got to think right now that Bill Belichick is pretty disappointed. Now, how that affects the team going forward, we're going to have to wait and see. It would seem that Gary Guyton would be more in the mix than, you know, maybe on an every down basis even.
Sure, the role he had last year, basically.
Right. So I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think Spikes was a, you know, an indispensable part of the defense right now. But I think your bigger picture, that question that you're asking about Spikes in general, yeah, he's going to have to, it was not the easiest of rookie seasons for him. He's going to have to overcome some of these image sort of problems.
And he's been essentially a first and second down linebacker here, second on the team with 67 tackles,
I believe. He's played well. He hasn't been a standout, but he's played fine.
But the bigger issue to me is, as I said, as a building block of your defense for the next decade, as a guy who was billed as mature, professional leader type, you know, Gerard Mayo was billed at that, and I have yet to see him take one step out of line for this team, immediately a captain, leader,
couldn't agree
everything.
With you more.
Devin McCourty was sort of billed as that, and, you know, at this point, he hasn't had any issues to deal with. So, you know, you just wonder, were we misled with what Spikes is, or is he just unlucky that he had a couple bad decisions, breaks, whatever you want to call it, during his rookie season? Because I still think he can be a solid Mayo sidekick. I mean, I still like him in that role. And I think the Patriots still like him in the role. I don't think this affects his standing with the team.
I agree. We saw, listen, there's been guys all around the league that that get nailed under this policy, and you know, a lot of them come back. And they're, you know, does anybody talk about Brian Cushing right now,
right,
in Houston in any different way? You know, maybe he didn't deserve the Rookie of the Year last year. Whatever you think morally of the whole issue is one thing, but in terms of his long-standing future in the NFL, this will be a blip on the radar that he's going to have to get past, and he's going to have to mature and get past it and make sure that he doesn't have a laundry list of these kinds of things. But I agree with you, Andy. He'll be a Patriot moving forward. He'll be a Patriot in the playoffs.
Right.
We should stress, final four games, there are four games in the regular season. He's suspended for the final four regular season games. He will be eligible to return if and when the Patriots begin the playoffs.
Not to have any sort of... I just crackled in and out. That
yeah.
What happened? Rick and ridiculous.
Well, that's what happens when Kevin's not here. It falls apart.
He chose to not file any sort of appeal because that would delay the process, and then he could potentially miss playoff games if that process took a couple weeks. All of a sudden, now you miss the first two postseason games. But, you know, the bigger issue for me is, you know, if you're Bill Belichick, part of the way you count on guys is being there every week.
You need to be a reliable person.
I need to know that.
A reliable teammate.
December
you're part of the program.
December 12th in Chicago, when Matt Forte is running, I can count on you to be on the field to try to stop him. So that's the only issue in my mind is these things kind of snowballing, and you can't rely on a guy. But I don't want to put spikes in that class by any means at this point.
No, it's a mistake, as he termed it, I think, that he used the word mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And he apologized for it. What else can you do? You move on.
You move on.
You move on.
You take your lumps, your four games, you sit home, and then you return
you
in
January.
You
move on and learn from it, and we'll see. There's no way we can tell if he learns from it.
The kind of guy he is, I mean, based at least on his college career, he moves on and he's fired up, ready to go, and has a big game on the first postseason game or something of that nature.
And hopefully that'll be the case.
You know, obviously coming off his first career interception, not, you know, maybe starting to feel good about himself, making plays, and boom, you can't make plays for a month. Chivas Jackson in the depth in the secondary. Now, would you expect this is a move? They worked him out actually last week when they signed someone else that I'm drawing a blank on right now. But you want to help fill me in on that?
Eric Moore
out of the UFL. This week they decided to bring Chivas Jackson onto the roster. Now, do you think this is the guy that could step right in and play, or best available talent?
You know, I don't know what his whole story has been in 2010, Andy. I don't know how much he's played. I know you said he spent time with Jacksonville.
Five games. Ish.
The larger issue here is what you talked about in your open about Jonathan Wilhite has missed the last three games with a hip injury. He hasn't practiced this week again with that problem. It's left them a little thin at corner. This is a game that I would figure they could probably get away with that because I think the conditions are going to be such, Andy, that you're going to want more help in the front seven, maybe in the back end. So you could probably get by with Butler as your extra cornerback. You have pretty good depth at safety now with Page back. We should point out that Patrick Chung was back at practice today. He missed practice yesterday.
You still my injury report?
No, I'm just pointing out the Sunday. I'm talking about just, you said Chivas Jackson. I think you have Patrick Chung, Jared Page now, Brandon Merriweather, James Sanders, of course, the key to it all back there.
Indeed.
With McCourty, Butler, and Arrington. In a game where weather figures to stop you from being able to throw the ball 40 times, that's probably enough.
Sure.
So I think you focus more on the front guys.
Since you've already dabbled in it, we'll get to the injury report, which I was saving to close out the podcast.
Yeah, I know, but you know, Doc's got to go home, and we didn't have much time.
Interesting. Is that why my voice was crackling?
Probably.
My microphone was going in and out. Patrick Chung, as you said, did not participate on Thursday. Not injury-related. Brandon Spikes did not participate on Thursday. That wasn't injury-related either, but we told you why in the open to the podcast. Jonathan Wilhite and Mike Wright both also did not participate. Wilhite with the hip, Mike Wright with the concussion that he's been dealing with. And Tom Brady and Myron Pryor were limited participation. So Patriots relatively healthy at this point in the season, or about as healthy as you can expect to be this late in the year. But the biggest news of the week, Brandon Spikes, rookie inside linebacker, second-round pick, has been suspended four games by the National Football League. That'll begin on Sunday and go through the remainder of the regular season. He'll be able to return to the team and the facility following the day after the regular season finale against the Dolphins. He'll be able to prepare and play in the postseason. And, you know, he calls it a mistake, and he'll move on from that. But for the next four games,
too.
The Patriots
when
have to play
breaks,
without him.
We break it. Patriots.com
and
radio.
When I'm talking, he breaks in on me. Apparently, voice guy wanted to talk, but that's going to do it for another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Chevis Jackson in the house. Brandon Spikes not allowed in the house for 4 weeks. Andy Hart and Paul Perrell about to exit the house and get ready to get on a plane to head to Chicago for the big 4:15 matchup with the Bears, where everyone expects cold weather, single-digit temperatures, 20-plus mile-an-hour winds, negative wind chills, and an interesting football game between two division leaders from separate conferences. Until next week, when we'll have more exciting news to bring for you, to you, that's Paul Perrello. I'm Andy Hart. Peace out.